possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Arnie Filko, former CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans, and Melinda Herring, senior advisor of RASM. Arnie just returned from Ukraine. Arnie, welcome to the show. Melinda, welcome to the show. Please tell us about your experience while visiting there.
Well, thanks, Noel. I appreciate the opportunity and also to be with my good friend, Melinda. We were together, actually, in Ukraine for part of my trip. I was in two different cities on the western part of Ukraine, and Malin and I are both on a global board of directors for a company in a city called Ivano-Frankivsk, an amazing project that Melinda could speak to. But it was another very interesting visit to speak with the people there, to hear their thoughts on America and what we're doing, to hear their thoughts on Russia. Every time I go there, I'm just amazed at the courage and the resilience and the beauty of the Ukrainian people. And I'm very glad to see that President Trump and our administration has kind of changed course a little bit. And, you know, we're providing Patriot missile systems and some other, you know, offensive weapons, hopefully, that are going to help the Ukrainians and getting to adjust in a sustainable peace.
Arnie, they have been getting bombarded by drones here recently. Most of the reporting is that, this has been day after day after day. What is the reaction of the Ukrainian people to what they're seeing as it relates to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's drones, it's missiles, it's a lot of things. But, you know, the shame of it, Noel, and we've talked about this before, is really Russia is going after only civilian targets. I mean, once in a while they may go after something military, but what they're trying to do is put fear into the citizens of Ukraine with the hope that they're going to give up and or reach a bad deal. And I can say unequivocally, the Ukrainian people, even though this has been devastating for them to wake up every night and have to go into shelters, they are incredibly courageous. They love their country. And, you know, they're willing to do what's necessary. But it's very difficult. You know, I have to say, I was in probably the two safest cities in all of Western Ukraine. And just a few days after we left both cities, Russia bombed them. And it was kind of eye-opening. I have not spent a lot of time in shelters. I was in a shelter one night for a little while. But Ukrainians in Kyiv and the eastern part of the country, especially, literally every night they're facing this bombardment. And they're hitting civilian hospitals and schools. And, I mean, there's no reason for it other than cruelty and war crime. And, you know, I know Melinda wants to talk a little bit about the kidnapping of Ukrainian youth, because that has become a big issue. And if it's okay, I think that would be a great topic, Melinda, for you to start
Absolutely.
With.
Absolutely. Melinda Herring, senior advisor at RASM, if you would just briefly tell folks what the mission of RASM is.
Hi, Newell. It's great to be back with you, and great to be with my friend Arnie as well. And I want to thank everyone in New Orleans for having a huge heart for Ukraine. I know that your community pays attention to the war, and it's been 3.5 years. So thank you to everyone who's listening. So Russia has kidnapped more than 19,546 children. That's the precise number. The real number is a lot higher. But Russia doesn't have enough people, and it's taken advantage of Ukraine's kids, and it's stolen these children and given them new names and new identities. And there's a lot of pressure now to release these children. So there's a resolution in Congress right now, and we're urging all members of Congress to go ahead and sign this resolution. We don't have any members of Congress from Louisiana yet, so we'd love to have some. But RASM is a nonprofit organization. We've been around for 10 years. RASM means together in Ukrainian. We do 5 programs, and 2 of them are here in the United States. One is advocacy, and we're on Capitol Hill. We have a team of 12, and we're watching the Hill for legislation related to Ukraine. We do a lot of health work in the country, and we also give grants to Ukrainian organizations across the country that are primarily providing relief. You know, when you have these bombings night after night, the needs are endless, Newell.
Yeah. it's been amazing that the Ukrainian folks have been able to hold the front, and there hadn't really been a significant changes here recently in light of the differential of the firepower that each country has.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And it really goes back really 3 years ago. I mean, I think when Russia started this, and they are the ones that started this, there's no doubt about that. You know, they thought they would walk into Ukraine, they would capture Kyiv, they would kick out President Zelensky, and they would be welcomed with roses. Well, none of that happened. The Ukrainians fought back. People like you and I, Newell, the civilians, quickly donned military uniforms and said, we're going to defend our country. And 3 years later, I mean, for a country that is, you know, a tenth of the size of Russia, Ukraine has held its own. It actually has taken some Russian territory in the northern part of Ukraine. And whatever gains Russia has made have been relatively small. And in the meantime, you know, Russia has lost, projections are up to 1 million of its own people. A lot of Ukrainians have died as well. And it's just, you know, I don't know what Russia wants to accomplish, because, you know, other than basically taking Ukraine and putting it back into the Soviet Union orbit, which is never going to happen, this is a war that's a loser for Russia at the end of the day. And, you know, the best thing that could happen here, first of all, what President Trump did last week is very commendable. I think he got sick of Putin's lies, and he said, I'm going to give Patriot missile systems through Europe, through the European countries, just like Israel has. Because that's the best way to protect these civilians in the cities from this bombardment, and other weaponry that will keep Ukraine in the game. Everybody knows that there's not a military win here. I mean, Ukraine is not going to defeat Russia militarily, but what you don't want is a negotiation where Russia has all the power and leverage and a bad deal is reached. And the hope is, by giving Ukraine this support, we can ultimately get to the diplomatic table and reach a deal that's fair and sustainable and just. That's the goal, I think, of everyone.
I mean, it's really disconcerting to hear that over 19,000 children, and probably more than that, have been taken. I know that there are officials that are supposed to meet. I think they're meeting in Turkey next week, if my memory serves me correct. What's the feeling amongst folks about even just... I know we have to get to some negotiated end to this, but, I mean, they don't tell the truth. They lie about everything. the Russians, that is. I mean, yeah. You know, so how do you move the ball from point A to point B?
So the expectations for these negotiations, the expectations for these negotiations are, I would say, negative at this point. You're right, Russia is not a reliable negotiator or actor. Donald Trump gave them 6 months. He gave Moscow 6 months. And they blew through every deadline, and we see President Trump frustrated with Vladimir Putin. So I think I have a different opinion than Artie. I don't think that this war is going to end with a negotiating table. I think that there's a wonderful new article out on one of the think tank's websites here, and it's by a defense intellectual named Andrei Zagorodny, former defense minister of Ukraine. And he basically says that the best that Ukraine can hope for, we need to change our victory, we need to change our definition of victory. And victory means negating Russia's advantages in land, air, sea, and information space. And the Ukrainians have done this brilliantly in the Black Sea. Without an army, they managed to push the Black Sea fleet out of Crimea, and they pushed them back very far. And they did this using technology. So that's one of the stories that we're trying to tell, is what Ukraine has managed to do with a much smaller economy and far fewer soldiers. The use of technology on the Ukrainian side has just been brilliant.
They've been incredibly innovative in the way to fight a war with less. I mean, on so many different fronts. It's just kind of disheartening. I don't know what the next steps are going to be, but getting them to the negotiating table is one thing. Getting them to agree to anything is completely something else.
They're a little bit like Hamas. You know, they say they want to come to the Russians. Now I'm talking about they say they want to come and negotiate, and then when they negotiate, basically the negotiation position is, well, Ukraine needs to give up basically 20% of its territory. It needs to never join NATO, and I mean it makes demands that are so unreasonable that it just no country would accept them. And you know, I think that's the frustrating part. And I think President Trump's eyes were opened in the last couple of weeks. I think he finally realized that Putin was playing him, and that they really don't have a desire to settle until something changes here. You know, if I wish it had not been 50 days, I wish it had been, you know, 10 days. But if this thing is not settled and secondary, you know, if tariffs are put in place, secondary sanctions are put in place, you know, that those could help. But I think the biggest thing that was announced last week is getting these Patriot systems into some of the cities is really important here, because outside of a city like Kyiv, a lot of these other cities have very little protection. And, you know, the Ukrainians are doing an amazing job knocking a lot of this stuff down, but they can't stop all of it. And I think these defense systems are going to be a big help to the civilians. It's going to give us some confidence. And look, this is a war that should end at some point. I mean, a lot of lives have been lost, but Ukraine can't capitulate. I mean, if it did so, it's going to set a precedent for the rest of East Europe, where all of the NATO countries are going to be looking every day in their mirrors. So this is an important topic for America. It's an important topic for the world. And, you know, Melinda and I are just very honored to be, you know, helping and working on behalf of the Ukrainian people. And, you know, I know outside of the work that I get to do with Melinda and Razum, you know, I work with another organization. We've got 27 Ukrainian youth at U.S. summer camps right now. And these kids, you know, who many of them were living in bomb shelters every night, they're now having fun. They're enjoying what a summer experience should be like as a kid. And, you know, I'm very proud of some of the work on the grassroots level like that.
Yeah. Melinda, let me ask you this, your reaction, and Arnie just brought it up. If the Russians didn't have this let me rephrase it this way. I don't understand the whole NATO thing unless you still have expansionist ideas about wanting to take over other countries. What's the concern? I mean, if they just want to be an independent country that trades with other countries and develops themselves on so many different fronts. What are they concerned about? I don't really get it. And as long as they have caveat, we should never trust them.
It's a great question. So Russia never got over its quote-unquote sphere of interest. They think that Ukraine makes them a great country. So the Russia's ambitions for Ukraine since it invaded 3.5 years ago haven't changed. They don't like Ukraine because it shows that you can become a European democracy and you can thrive and you can be Slavic and Orthodox and with a large Catholic population, and it doesn't make them look so good. I mean, that's part of it. But Russia has this mentality that Ukraine is its Slavic brother, which is nonsense, that Ukraine is not a real country, and it helps uphold this great Russian myth. So a lot of it is Putin's psychology and the psychology that's permeated this part of the world for a long time. But I also wanted to say Arnie's 100% right on the pressure that we see now. Newell, and I went back and looked at the number of rocket strikes and drone attacks, and in June of 24, it was 580. So it's not an enormous number. And then of June 2025, it was 5,208, and that's an 800% increase. And it's every single night. And Arnie went to Ukraine with me, and I had to promise him that I was taking him to a safe place. As soon as we got there, the air alarm went off. So my credibility is on the line. But the broader point is that nowhere in Ukraine is safe. I was in Lviv last summer, and that was a safe place. We were in Ivano-Frankivsk, which is out in the west, and that's a safe place. But they're also firing missiles and rockets at these cities that are very close to Poland. So the whole country is under threat. It's a terrible way to live. Children can't go to school. You wake up after being in a shelter part of the night and you can't think straight. It's a terrible way to try to maintain business in ordinary life. So the pressure on Ukrainians is immense. They're doing well with it. People take breaks. You see, though, that it does affect people. There's a lot of PTSD. There's a lot of stress in ordinary life. But these missile defense systems that Arnie's talked about are absolutely crucial to keeping Ukraine together as a state.
All right, let us get to a break. We'll be right back. We're visiting with Arnie Fieldco and Melinda Herring, senior advisor at RASM. We'll be right back, folks.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Arnie Fieldco, former CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans, and Melinda Herring, senior advisor at RASM. Arnie, we have a few minutes left. There's a lot going on in Israel. I know you've been keeping your finger on the pulse there, and we'd love to have an update on the Ninth Ward Stadium as well.
Yeah, well, really quickly in Israel, I think everybody is hoping that a ceasefire could be reached and some kind of deal could be put together for the release of the 50 hostages that are left. It's just shameful that Hamas is still holding them. It's heartbreaking, and it's heartbreaking what's going on in Gaza as well, the loss of life there. So I think we're all hoping that the two sides, will be able to come together, you know, sooner than later. You know, on the Ninth Ward Stadium, I'm, Newell, today's a big day. I'm, after this interview, I'm headed over to Algiers to the NLPS building. They're going to be opening the construction bids at 2 o'clock today. We're going to actually know the actual cost of the Ninth Ward Stadium, and to see, hopefully, you know, the money we've raised, which is a little over $10 million, that we're close to what is required here. You know, it's, we've been projecting it, but until the construction bids come in, we aren't going to know actual cost. So we'll know that in about an hour. And with any good hope here, you know, we're going to be breaking ground hopefully after Labor Day and opening the stadium probably early 27. And we're also talking about adding back the track and field venue to this project, which would be amazing if we could do it. So everybody stay tuned. We're focused on this project. It's one of the more important projects in New Orleans, and it's been there for a long time. So we'll know the numbers today, and then if we got to raise some more dollars, that's what we're going to do over the next month to get us to the goal.
And Melinda Herring, your final thoughts?
So I want to end on a positive note, Newell. We had a lot of negative things to say, but Arnie and I went to Ukraine to go help an amazing nonprofit organization called Promprilad, and it's impossible for English speakers, but it's PROMPRYLAD. It's an old Soviet gas factory, and they've rehabilitated it into a WeWork space, and they are so creative. They're making leather out of kombucha. They're making furniture for refugees. And it's brilliant stuff. The place has a brewery, and they're making renewable batteries. And I just want to encourage your listeners to get to know how great Ukraine is, how creative it is, how much potential it has. We just got to help them get there. We got to help them stay in the fight. So thank you for the chance to be on your show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Melinda. Obviously, thoughts and prayers are with all of those in Ukraine. And Arnie, thank you as well for joining us. Have a great week, and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you for everything you do. You had us on Ukraine a number of times, and it's really important, and it's greatly appreciated by everybody.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Arnie Filko, former CEO of the Jewish Federation of Greater New Orleans, and Melinda Herring, senior advisor at RASM. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.